tough, hard-fought game, division game. I thought both teams play hard, left a couple plays out there. So get ready to go to play Philly, get the tie, and move on.
What do you make of the tie?
We punted it there. You know, I think we're on a 43. Try to back them up like we did. And when Dex got that sack, we had two timeouts. You know, trying to get another possession there. If you go for it, it's, you know, there was conversation to go for it versus not go for it. We had the two timeouts. You go for it and miss it, there's short field. They go get a win against the division team. So that's what we decided to do.
I'm just talking more generally, like, what do you think of finishing a game in a tie? It's like an awkward situation. Are you happy that you finished in a tie?
No, you always like to win the game. But there's some things we can do better, and that's what we'll try to do.
Stretch of the first half.
Yeah.
You guys have third and one on the 11.
Yeah.
You want to take a shot in the end zone?
Was it a first down or not? We called the play. We thought that might hit it. Obviously didn't get it and ended up with 3 points. Obviously we want 7, but, I thought Kafka handled that drive going down the field good.
So you weren't looking for take your third and one?
We had one, but we threw an underneath play because they took it away with the coverage that we got. We had Saquon down the sideline on a wheel route, another 7 route, but, Daniel made a good decision on it.
How do you feel like the emotion of the room is like in there? To Jordan's question a little bit, are guys pissed that you've tied? I mean, what's the emotion? What do you think the emotion should be in there amongst them?
Get ready to work. The guys competed. They competed their tails off. Ended up tying rather than winning. But everybody's ready to go. Get ready to go next week.
Coach, on a 3rd and 2 play in overtime.
Yeah.
Richie James and Saquon.
Yeah. No, they were fine. There was a miscommunication there. So that put us at 4th and 3. Play that we need to do better at.
What was the explanation on the Feliciano on Sportsman like?
He was flexing. He was going up to Slayton, and saying, hey, good job, strong run. But it was close. It was in all those players. So, again, how the guy looks at it, interprets it, I don't think he can hear what John's saying to Slayton. So they ended up calling it, which was obviously – we shouldn't even be in that situation. We get the ball there, which is going to be a first down. We're at 35, probably make it a 2-score game. Those are things we can't even make it close.
At the end of the first, though, the 3rd and 1 run call.
Yeah.
Why not throw to the end zone on that one?
Yeah, no. He called one that we thought was going to hit. We could have done that, Pat, but we didn't.
Could you overrule that?
Yeah, I can overrule it. Every decision that's made, you can put on me. No, every decision, I thought it was fine. I think he had a good feel for what he was doing. But every decision that is made, regardless of what it is on me.
Would you do that differently, though? Because,
what's that?
Would you have done that differently, thinking back on it? Because you don't give yourself an opportunity if the run doesn't work. If you pass and it doesn't work, obviously you still give yourself an opportunity there.
Yeah, no, I understand the question. Look, we ended up getting 3 points and went into halftime.
We had a long stretch from the end of the third quarter almost to the end of regulation where it was all 3 and outs or 4 and outs. What was going on with the offense during that stretch?
They were executing better than we were. They had better play calls than we had.
Coach, who do you see Aziz and Daniel coming back from the injury? Do you think they're
100%? Aziz and Evan?
No, Daniel Bellinger.
Evan, oh, Bellinger.
Well, three of them. How do you see them? That 100%, or you think they can take a little bit more?
Yeah, I think we go back and watch the tape, and I thought those guys competed, though.
What was your target for Graham there? Obviously, at some point, you got to kick it.
On the last play?
Yeah.
It was probably a little bit closer than that, but it was 5 seconds left. We knew the clock would run out. It was a 58-yarder. We tried to get a little bit closer on the play before, but that would have been a tough kick.
Back to the 4th and 3, like you made that statement in the first game, went for 2, so aggressive and rather round.
Yeah. Well, I think it's later in the season, Dan, and I think you have those conversations leading up to games. a wide variety of things that, you know, could happen, could not happen. You know, I just, to punt it and put them down there, I thought our defense had a chance to keep them down there and maybe we get the ball back with, call it 35 seconds, somewhere around there, somewhere around midfield, and give ourselves another chance rather than if you don't get it, and then they kick a field goal they only have and they were going with the wind. So that's a decision that I made.
When you're doing that in your head, are you playing the game as much so as, well, if this backfires, worst case, we might be looking at a tie compared to if you go for it and you don't get it, worst case, you know, they could be kicking.
Yeah, I think those conversations are all happening. It's not just in my head. I'm talking with a couple guys and we're going through some things. Would have been different if it was 4th and 1 versus 4th and 3 potentially. So I think those things come into play. But again, at 4th and 3 there, after the play we just had before that, and with 2 timeouts, thought that was the best thing to do.
All right, how much of that calculation is how your offense was playing at the time of 4th and 3?
Well, I'd say some of it is from the play before, too. You know, so, you know, you don't execute. We're 4th and 3 instead of 4th and 1. I just thought, look, the decision that we made, I'm good with. You know, I felt comfortable with. We went down. We almost ended up getting the ball out of them. You know, had a chance at the end. Could have had it a little bit closer, but that's the decision based on where we were at on the field and the time of the game and the situation that we're in that we felt was best.
If you trusted your defense to get that stop by pinning them back, why not trust them to get a stop in the event?
They only need, it's a little bit different yards there, Pat. It's
the game, right?
I got you, but you're calling 15, 20 yards versus a long way to go. That's why we made the decision we made.
How did you feel about the sack by Ojulari at that time? Do you think it changed the trajectory of the game at that time?
The one we got the ball out? Yeah. No, I thought Aziz did some good things, you know, on his limited snap count.
What about the pass rush today? Was this as good as it's been all year?
Yeah, I thought they played well. They rolled guys in. We rolled guys in. Got some pressure on those guys. I thought they played well. I thought, you know, there's a few things there, here and there. We could have done a little bit better job. Everything starts with me, and that's what we'll do, get back to work.
On the deep ball with Daniel and Slate, you couldn't connect.
What I see? I saw we had a chance to make it, and we didn't make it.
What were your tape on the play?
I saw him jump. It hit his hands. He was coming down and bounced out of his, it's a football play, bounced out of his hands. I thought we had a levels play there called, and coverage kind of broke, and we had a chance on it. We just didn't connect on it.
You had back-to-back deep balls, the one Slayton.
Yeah, that was a levels play, and it popped open, and the next one we went to the boundary side and, tried to give Slay another chance there.
I know you have to look at film, but what would your take on Gilbert, his first NFL action?
I thought he did some good things. We'll evaluate the tape, but I thought he came in, competed, and was played a pretty good game.
What happened with Darnay?
He had a shoulder.
So his decision to play was injury related?
It was. It was.
In your estimation, what do you make of it? What does a tie do for your playoff chances at this point?
We'll figure it out. There's a long way to go. It's better than if it was a loss. Not as good if it was a win.
Like a couple more.
What'd you think of how Saquon ran, especially early?
Thought he ran good. Yeah. Hit some draws. There was a couple plays where weren't blocked as good as we needed them to be blocked, and a couple people in the backfield. Very confident in Saquon.
How do you feel about a guy running out of bounds on plays where he might be able to stay in and lower his shoulder?
I'd have to look at the tape. What play are you talking about?
There were a couple in the first half.
Like which ones?
There was one to your sideline where he kind of turned his shoulder back and backed out of bounds kind of.
Yeah, I'd have to look at the tape, Pat. I think Saquon's a tough guy. I think if he has decisions to make, he usually makes the right decisions with the ball in his hand based on the angles and what the defense is doing. I just remember the last one, we threw it out to the flat, and it was different. It was kind of a different angle of the defender, but I have a lot of confidence in Saquon.
Brian, overall, your thoughts on Daniel's game today? Didn't throw a completion to the very end.
I thought he played a pretty good game.